Following similar moves in Massachusetts and Ohio, the state of California is now floating the idea of a curfew to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The majority of California's counties are now under the state's highest level of COVID-19 restrictions, which means some businesses have had to scale back operations, including restaurants, which are no longer allowed to offer indoor dining. And this comes at a time when cases are surging and when hopes for financial relief from Congress is growing dimmer. And that worries our next guest. Jerry Fatt is president of the Fatt Family Restaurant Group in Sacramento, California. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Jerry, for those who are listening, your family is well known in Sacramento. You own three restaurants there. The original location is an upscale Chinese restaurant called Frank Fatt's that your dad founded 81 years ago after immigrating from China. It is a popular place for politicians there in the state's capital. How much has the pandemic impacted your bottom line?
Oh, very much significantly. With the restrictions, our revenues are down about 60% from pre-COVID times.
Down 60%. How many employees have you had to lay off?
At least two-thirds. When we were, again, pre-COVID times, between all our three restaurants, we have nearly 300 employees. So we are down to about 120.
This mandate obviously hurts you and businesses like yours. You also had to close during the spring when the pandemic first began, but at that point you actually had financial support through stimulus relief. Can you compare the support you had then and how you weathered the storm compared to the support you have now?
Yes, we were fortunate to get a PPP loan. Of course, 6 months later, we've had multiple surges. We've been open, we've been closed. We think it's unfair to small businesses such as us, not just the restaurant industry, when big businesses such as Costco, Home Depot, and Walmart are able to let hundreds of people in per day, where most restaurants, we are fortunate to get 100 customers per day.
I understand what you're saying about places like Walmart and Home Depot. There have been studies, though. There's a Stanford study that found most COVID-19 transmissions occur at super spreader sites, at cafes and fitness centers and gyms and restaurants. So these closures are happening for the benefit of public health. But there is this problem with business owners who are just trying to stay afloat. We see that restaurant owners in Oregon have gotten together to make a plea to Governor Kate Brown asking for financial assistance to stay afloat, COVID-19 testing. What would you like to see happen in the state of California?
What I'd like to see in the state of California is reduce some of our regulations. Another outstanding issue coming up is we have asked the governor to delay our minimum wage hike that is coming due on January 1st. And we're not against the safety protocols, you know, for restaurants for COVID. Mm-hmm. Just we would like some compromise to be able to survive during this hard times.
You actually have brought back many employees just recently. This latest call to restrict indoor dining, what does this mean for those employees who have come back?
Yes, not very stable for them. October, we were able to open our restaurants anywhere from 25 to 50% dine-in. So we just recently hired a slew of employees to come back. But unfortunately, 2-3 weeks later, we had to lay off all those employees that we just recently hired back. And I feel bad for them because they're looking for stability, too.
I can imagine how much pressure and weight this is on you as a business owner, because the livelihoods of so many of your employees depend on you.
Yes. You know, being around for 81 years, we have a lot of long-term employees. We've seen many employees grow up in our business and get married, have children, etc. So they become part of our family, the Fatt family.
Under these new rules, what do you see as the future of your restaurants, which, as I mentioned, bear your family's name?
Assuming the vaccine news is good, that it's coming soon, we are just, like many restaurants, trying to get to that point. We're not even trying to be profitable. So I think we're going to be able to weather the storm, but it would be a lot easier if we could get some type of stimulus package from the federal government to help businesses and our employees to make the anxiety a little less.
Jerry Fatt is president of the Fatt Family Restaurant Group in Sacramento, California. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Jerry, and my best to you.
Thank you, Tanya.